Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1798. The topic is training and the title is Programming Considerations for Lateral Movement Sports. Ooh. So I have a client, they were a collegiate tennis player, and they're now getting into competitive pickleball. So we've been working together for a little while. We've worked on quite a few of their older issues, but they recently got this bug to start doing pickleball, and they wanted to train specifically for that. They were training before for general health, fat loss, just to address some movement issues they had in their knees and hips and lower back. So now we're getting a little more specific, and I wanted to share kind of what we're focusing on for a lateral movement sport such as pickleball. Now, as I said, they have a history of bad knees. They hurt their knees and just said they were super stiff. They had a lot of pinching pain whenever they were kind of finishing their collegiate career. We've since fixed all that. So some of the things that we have in their programming now has already been in there. We're just keeping that rolling. And then we're just adding a little more of like a volume focus on some movements and concepts now that are going to help them with a lateral sport such as pickleball. So I wanted to share five things in their programming that I thought would be helpful for others to know if you're going to train for a lateral sport such as tennis, pickleball, really anything that you're going to be kind of shuffling side to side or sprinting to the side, dead stop, sprint back in the other direction, stop, you know, kind of go back and forth. The first thing that we're doing in their workouts are warm-ups. Now, we've talked about in podcast 1112, it's a training podcast titled The Best Warm-Up Routine. I've talked about what are the best warm-up routines in regards to what would be the components that should be in the routine. Now, for this client, we are specifically pushing more towards lateral concepts. So what this means is we're doing a lot of hip work. We're doing hip 90-90 drills, a lot of variations of pigeon poses, a lot of things that get them into kind of torqued and twisted stretches. One of my favorite ones, you can go to YouTube, just type in Brutal Iron Gym cross-legged glute stretch. And that's legged, L-E-G-G-E-D. So Brutal Iron Gym cross-legged glute stretch. That's one of the best things ever because people's glutes are very tight, especially their kind of internal, external rotators of the hips. So before they do movements like squats, deadlifts, lunges, things like that, they should open up those hips and increase more available range of motion so it's not tugging and pulling on their lower back. This is what we do with this person, but we just add more complex drills. The benefit of this is it opens up and challenges the small muscles of the hips, the groin, all those little things that tend to be very tight because we don't use them in regular day life. We don't get into like the odd positions that you would end up getting into in a lateral sport. So we want to warm those tissues up, get them open, get them moving, and then we want to challenge them because they're typically tight from low use and low strength. So we want to make sure that we're strengthening those tissues, and that'll help them not get as tight in between the workouts, and that'll help them be more available for full range of motion whenever they're actually doing their sport. So very helpful there. That's the first thing that I would definitely suggest that you address in your training. You can listen to podcast 1112 to give you some help on how to structure those warm-ups. Now, the second thing is going to be ridiculously common sense, but it's also ridiculously common that people don't do it. And that is to add lateral movement exercises. It's amazing when you look at some sports programming. If an athlete has some lateral movement within their sport, you might never actually see lateral movement in their training. Everything's very linear, front to back, or like by like both legs at one time. They don't do a lot of unilateral work. And that's just surprising and sad because you definitely want to be challenging the muscles in pathways that are similar to the pathways you're going to be using them. And so this would include side lunges. You can do goblet hold, hang hold, even like back loaded. Like I had clients do like barbell side lunges before. Now, these are advanced clients where they can handle those kind of movements. But we also do side to side jumps, like variations of jumps, whether it's a 2-foot jump or a single leg jump back and forth. But doing lateral movements is extremely helpful, obviously, because you'll be doing it in the sport. So it's very similar to sport movements, but these can be overloaded on the tissues to push the tissues closer to maximal capacity, which promotes strength adaptations, and then moving your own body feels easier and easier over time. So that's very helpful to add lateral movement exercises. The next thing we do is we take a step up from that and we do chaos lateral stabilization exercises. This is just a general term I was using for the client. But an example of this is we do single leg balance, reactive Palloff movements. Like a Palloff hold is P-A-L-L-O-F. You can look that up online on YouTube. But it's essentially where people use exercise bands and they would typically do twisting motions or they do kind of like raises up and down in front of their body or like pushing movements like away from their body and back towards their body. But you do it all sideways. So a band is actually pulling sideways at you. Now, for this client, I have them doing them single-legged or with what we call a kickstand, which is where your second leg is down, but you're very minimal weight load on that. It's mostly for just balance. So we're looking for like 10% weight load or less. We're not going to be, you know, measuring that by any way, but I just want them to have the mindset that that second leg is just there for a little bit of balance, that we can overload the tissues a little bit, but it's still meant to be a single leg exercise. So that's, again, single leg balance, reactive Palloff movements. We do twists, presses, and raises. We also do split stance, jump switch with med ball twists. That's a really wicked one to work on ankle, knee, and hip stability as well as core. So that's a great exercise. And the benefits of those type of movements, the chaotic nature of them, the more explosive nature, fires off more muscle fibers, and it forces more overall body control and coordination. You think of like in tennis or pickleball, if you have to take a real hard step and then do a backhand to the opposite direction. So maybe you take a hard step to the left, hit a backhand to the right. And that's going to make your body, you have to step really hard into that side stance, that side step, but then your body twists in the opposite direction. You want to make sure that you're ready to do that. And that's not the first time the body is doing that motion. Now, typically these chaotic lateral movements, they can't be loaded as heavy as the more controlled lateral movements, but they're not going to be as beneficial for strength adaptations, but they're going to be beneficial for learning how to use the strength that you're gaining in more sport-specific style patterns. So it's very important to have all three of the things we just said was the lateral specific warm-up movement prep, then the lateral movement exercises, which we said was like side lunges and variations, and then do the chaotic lateral stabilization exercises. From there, we include the basics that should be in a program already, is typical forward-backward unilateral movements such as lunges, reverse lunges, step-ups. Those are great for stability, strengthening, unilateral coordination, so you can be in good positions when you're moving unilaterally. And it's another way to promote strength progression since you can overload, linearly overload those movements to get strength adaptation, strength response. Then we have heavy compound movements such as sumo deadlift, conventional deadlift, you know, squats of different stances, box squats, things that are going to help overload the tissues way beyond what you could do in a unilateral position, but that helps, again, just continue to push the strength of the tissues way above body weight so that way your body weight feels easier and easier and easier. This also helps prevent overall injury risk and joint stability risk as well. So those are the five components that those are the five components that any lateral movement sport, there we go, should have, is lateral specific warm-ups and movement prep, then lateral movement exercises such as side lunges, side-to-side jumps, then chaotic lateral stabilization exercises such as those split stance, jump switch with med ball twists, the single leg balance reactive Palloff movements, variations of things like that, where you take the strength you're gaining but then you use it in a sport-specific way. Then we also have typical forward-backward unilateral movements, lunges, reverse lunges, step-ups, and then heavy compounds, you know, the deadlifts, squats, box squats, all the good stuff. So I thought that would be fun to share what we're focusing on. Feel free to include that in your programming. This is a great way to prevent injury, to improve performance, and just be overall better prepared for lateral movement sports. Awesome. Well, if you want any help with programming, this is what I do. You can check out our services on the website, www.birdlandgym.com. But we have, one-on-one coaching where I would rate programs for you specific for your needs, your abilities, your use of the program, such as if you want to get better at a lateral movement sport. But it's pretty easy service. There's no contracts or anything. Everything's 100% personalized. You talk directly to me. I write everything directly for you. It's pretty awesome. You can check all that out on our website, www.birdlandgym.com. If you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is birdlandgym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.